Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I had never been in a labor union until I got my job at WCCO-TV, where SAG-AFTRA was the union for reporters. And I was a little nervous about it, to be honest. I wasn't personally a huge, well, I don't know. I thought unions were sort of a relic for factories and something of the past, and having to pay an initiation fee and all of that wasn't something that I was really excited about. So not to say I was anti-union, but I wasn't really excited about it at first. And I became a convert. I'll tell you, I absolutely love being in a labor union. I love the opportunity to sit down at the table with the bosses and have a negotiation. And I've changed my mind. I've absolutely changed my mind on it. We have seen a growth in people working at restaurants. And most recently on Friday, the employees at the downtown Minneapolis Trader Joe's voted to join a labor union. We've seen it at breweries. We've seen it at coffee shops, movements in this area anyway. So we wanted to bring really one of the smartest minds when it comes to labor relations in Minnesota on our show. And Aaron Sojourner joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. For years was a professor at the University of Minnesota Carlson School, and now an economist and senior researcher at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. Aaron, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Jason. That's a really nice introduction. Appreciate the chance to talk with you about these issues.
I have been fascinated. Well, before we get into what's going on in the community, I wanted to give you a chance to react to just kind of what I said about my own experience, having no experience in with labor unions and working in a, you know, as a reporter, which you think of, I don't know, people don't always think of, you know, reporters as someone who would be in a labor union. You think of it really as more of a factory thing, but perhaps the entertainment industry, TV, movies, those have often been unionized. But I was hesitant until I felt the power of it, not necessarily even for myself, but for some of my coworkers.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are in your situation initially where they just don't have much experience directly. And maybe they've heard stories about it and they've seen something on TV or a movie that didn't look so great and, you know, looked very far away from them. You know, I taught a labor relations class at the Carlson School for about 13 years. And every class I would start by asking each student to talk about their experience with labor unions, any experience they had.
Yeah.
And almost nobody had any direct experience.
Yeah.
You know, maybe their mom was a teacher, something like that. But you're right. Like unions, we have this image of them as something from the past, something, you know, in the mines or the factories.
When it sounds it sounds antagonistic, like it's going to be, there's going to be a fight, there's going to be a strike.
And
that is, you know, sometimes it's antagonistic, but I've found, at least when my experience at TV is that where we had very good relations with our local managers, that it was pretty collaborative and it was pretty positive.
Yeah. Collective bargaining is just a process by which both sides can come to the table on pretty equal terms and talk about how to make the place more successful and better. Like that's the best kind of collective bargaining, when it's a problem solving tool, it's a collaboration tool. It's a way for everybody's perspectives to be represented and to like work through the hard issues that the organization faces together and respect each other's perspectives.
So what's going on right now in Minnesota, as you see kind of Trader Joe's, we've seen a number of service industries, employees kind of looking at or going through with joining a union?
Yeah, I think what's happening here is part of what's happening all over the country now, that there is more organizing activity happening among folks where there hasn't been any for a long time. I think there's a bunch of factors behind that we can talk about, but there is this whole national wave happening. It's still small relative to the size of like the number of non-union workers in the country. It still just kind of sparks. But the question is, like, does it continue? Does it grow? Does it, kind of stall out?
What's your sense on that?
It's hard to know. I mean, I think it's these stories are playing out right now, and it comes down to, the choices people are making on the ground right now, and from workplaces, C-suites, local political leaders, national political leaders. The die is not cast, but I think, one thing that's behind this new surge is that during COVID, a lot of people realized how much power their boss has in the relationship. They signed up for one kind of job, and then the whole organization got hit with this shock of COVID and the changes in the economy. And all of a sudden, the boss is just rewriting the rules for the job and saying, you have to, we used to do it that way. Now we're going to do it this way. We used to pay you this way. Now we're going to pay you that way. You used to follow these rules. Now these are the rules. And I think people did not like that. People did not like having their jobs redefined on the fly. And they felt disempowered by that. Then you had this surge of like, well, look, everybody got laid off. But then starting last summer, like especially everybody was so many employers were trying to rehire all at once that it really became a workers in the driver's seat kind of labor market. And workers felt empowered to say, no, this is how it should be. Like, this is the way I want my job to work. And they could try to negotiate that individually, or they could join together with their coworkers and say, we have a better shot at making this real if we stick together. And
well, let's be real. Like, if you're a cashier at a grocery store, you don't individually have much negotiating power. I mean, maybe you can try to get a quarter an hour more of a raise, but when it comes to work rules and safety and some of those issues, is it your sense that it's these other issues or is it pay driving this?
I think workers care about all these things, right? And they care about pay for sure. And they also care about safety, and they care about scheduling, and they care about benefits. And, so that's another thing about, as you know, from bargaining, like, you get to make these deals in a way that works best for everybody.
Yeah.
You try to find the solution that works best for everybody.
Bargaining is great because you
have different priorities.
Yeah, exactly. It's always hard to get your whole group on the same page because people have different priorities. The last thing I wanted to ask you about is if this is different than, say, back in the last century when most union was associated. Well, a lot of those jobs ended up offshore. Is it different when you're seeing restaurants and grocery stores and more service industry that those jobs can't just be offshored like the steel industry?
Yeah, I think that's an important thing that's new that's happening now, is that a lot of the unionization is much more focused on services that have to be provided in place. We see that with schools and hospitals, but now we're starting to see it too with restaurants and retail, as you're pointing out, exactly. Yeah. And that's been a nut that that hasn't been cracked at scale.
Right.
And we'll see if it can play out. One last point, employers love collective bargaining for themselves, right? Like, the owners of companies, the investors, they engage in collective bargaining all the time. Their collective bargaining agents are called managers. The CEO is the top collective bargaining agent for the owners.
Yeah.
And, you know, they love to negotiate, have a representative who represents all the investors when they're bargaining with workers, with suppliers, with customers. But they hate it when workers get together and try to bargain collectively.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
So I don't know.
Well, we'll see how it shakes out. I appreciate the insight. Really helpful. Aaron Sojourner, thanks for your time from the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.